at CCLA sometime between 1979 and 1983, Chowon was walking up the hill on Normandy towards the Zendo. It was foggy, early morning, so it was still pretty dark out, and she saw someone in robes and a shaven head coming down towards her. As she got closer, she saw it was Joko, and she laughed, and she said, "Joko, I thought you were a man." And Joko responded, "Neither male nor female." In a way, "I thought you were, I thought it was," is something very important for us to notice. "I thought she was, I thought he was." Can get us into all sorts of trouble. "I thought I am, I thought I am not." Joko's instantaneous response, "neither male nor female," right here. Nothing special, nothing added. Of course, this isn't anything magical. Joko gave birth to four children. You can say, "Oh, if she gave birth, then she is da-da." The point isn't anything magical, but to notice being present. And there's nothing wrong saying, "Joko, I thought you were a man." And if she had responded, "Well, I'm not," or whatever. The point isn't the thought. There's no problems with the thoughts. They just come in response to being alive. Thoughts, feelings, interpretations of thoughts and feelings, interpretations of should and shouldn't. Some of you might have read, hopefully all of you have read the short words that I wrote in the email that Mushin sent out for the today's sitting, to encourage us to be aware, to notice what and how we add on all sorts of things, all sorts of beliefs, all sorts of attachments to the circumstances that we encounter, but especially in this time of the end of the year, where there are particular, what should I say, expectations, beliefs that we entangle in. We meet people and circumstances that aren't what we have the rest of the year. But of course, no circumstances like anything else. It's always just this moment. And it is exactly our life. But if we entangle in what it shouldn't be or should be, if we don't notice that, then we know what happens. Or we get what happens and get it and complain about it or revel in it. "Oh, isn't it great? Isn't it terrible? These are the opportunities for us to be this, if I use the expression, river of our life moment. Because this is what nurtures us. This is the water of life, if I use that kind of expression. It's the water that allows us to release suffering, harming, unsatisfactoriness, all the ways that dukkha manifests for us if we entangle, if we add on, if we build on, if we don't notice when we are adding on or building on that river of emotion, thoughts, feelings, all the different aspects of being human, being this river of life right here. Or if I say it another way, being this moment. Justice. If you want to use fancier words, we could say vast emptiness, no holiness. But, of course, then we build into ideas about that and what is and isn't that. How do I express that? Catch it. Nothing to catch. Just exactly this moment. That's why sitting is so simple. It's being this flowing that we are. And since we don't have to do it, we are this, there's nothing extra that's needed. And yet, there is the ability to respond. There is the ability to notice when entanglements keep us from responding, keep us causing trouble for ourselves and others. See, the greatest gift we can give to anyone we encounter, to the whole universe that we encounter, and of course to our own life, is justice. Or if we say it, being this moment. So, Joko, I thought you were a man. Neither male nor female. Sometimes Joko liked another expression that she sometimes used, neither fish nor fowl. Some of you might remember that expression from, what should I say, from your past. Neither fish nor fowl means you get to eat this piece of fish that's on your fork. Chew it up, good. Or put it down and say, I don't want any fish. Could you have any pasta? Fine. Our practice is very simple. Our life is very simple. Our universe life of myriad beings that we encounter is very simple. Neither in here, nor out there, nor anywhere in between. As the Buddha teaches, nowhere to hold on to, and yet, if we hold on, we're guaranteed to have suffering, unsatisfactoriness, harming. And if we notice the holding on, then we have the opportunity to drink from this river that is our life. To drink from it not because we do anything extra, but because it is our life. You can't miss it. It's never any distant from you. You don't have to go looking anywhere else. That's why our practice of sitting upright is so simple. You don't have to go looking anywhere else. You don't have to make it be any particular way. And that's why meeting people here and there, there and there, is more opportunities of the universe allowing us to be this light that we are, be this life that we are, nurturing us with the circumstances we want or don't want, the circumstances that we find ourselves angry about, find ourselves afraid about, find ourselves frustrated about, or find ourselves thrilled about. Ah, I really got that. Or, and you fill in the or. So it's your friends, your team, your whoever you like winning, whatever that winning is about, or losing. All of those circumstances are opportunities for us. You're being sick? Oh, my nose. Oh, I'm so sick today. It's terrible. Or, I really feel great. And we're going to have this wonderful meal with my family and all. Great. Or, oh, no. I got to deal with all of them again. Oh, I hope they don't. So, I encourage all of you, however it is for you, you know we're not going to meet again for 2 Sundays, but to use this time of year, however it manifests and however you live it, as ongoing session, ongoing practice, both in terms of your formal sitting, your formal practice activities, chanting, reading, bowing, walking, and your so-called informal, which means the rest of your life, which is always available to you. Allow them to be welcomed and make them your supportive universe, which is what they are, to allow you to taste and manifest the universe that you are and that you offer to all the people that you meet. Okay. Thank you all.